I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for the New York Daily News and for Fresh Air. This Sunday, HBO presents the first half of Angels in America, its six-hour miniseries adaptation of Tony Kushner's award-winning Broadway play. It's been 10 years since Millennium Approaches, the first half of Kushner's Angels in America, premiered on Broadway. The conclusion of the drama, Perestroika, premiered a year later. Both halves of the story, in their respective years, won the Tony for Best Play. Angels in America is set in the mid-1980s, smack in the middle of the Reagan presidency, and follows a handful of key characters as their lives and destinies intertwine. Some of the characters, including one based on the famously acerbic attorney Roy Cohn, get AIDS. Others wrestle with conflict about their relationships, their responsibilities, and their futures. Some meet their problems head-on, others hallucinate. And more than one of them in this play, including Roy Cohn's famous victim Ethel Rosenberg, is a hallucination. On stage, many of the actors played several parts, and at the climax of part one, there's the first but not the last appearance by an angel. It's one heaven of a cliffhanger, and Angels in America, a play about love and disease and politics and forgiveness, is one amazing drama. 10 years later, on the other side of the millennium, Angels in America could seem more distant, more like a theatrical relic. But it doesn't. HBO Films president Colin Callender spent $60 million to make this version right, beginning with the four key collaborators. Kushner, the playwright, was hired to adapt his own story for television. Mike Nichols, a stage director whose brilliant film credits include The Graduate, was hired to direct. And the two marquee stars are Al Pacino and Meryl Streep, who worked together on screen for the first time. Pacino plays Roy Cohn, and Streep plays several characters, including a Mormon mother and a male rabbi. They're terrific in this, but they're not alone. Jeffrey Wright, who won a Tony playing Cohn's male nurse, reprises that role and another one here, and is just as mesmerizing and touching. So are the other players, including Emma Thompson as a nurse and an angel, and Justin Kirk and Ben Schenkman as lovers whose romance falters when one of them becomes ill. Mixed in with all these characters are two others, a young Republican Mormon named Joe and his mentally unhinged wife Harper, whose problems stem at least in part from their unhappy marriage. He's just been offered a powerful job in Washington, but she doesn't want to leave their apartment, much less New York City. Patrick Wilson plays Joe and Mary Louise Parker plays Harper, and they're brilliantly believable.
Look, I know this is scary for you, but try to understand what it means to me. Will you try?
Yes.
Good. Good. Really try. I think things are starting to change in the world.
But I don't want to...
Wait, for the good. Change for the good. America has rediscovered itself. Its sacred position among nations. People aren't ashamed of that like they used to be. This is a great thing. The truth restored, law restored. That's what President Reagan's done, Harper. He says truth exists and can be spoken proudly. And the country responds to him. We become better. More good. I need to be a part of that. I need something big to lift me up.
Like all the other cast members in Angels in America, Wilson and Parker are so good in their roles, and their roles are so good, that you don't even miss Pacino and Streep when they're not on screen. That's the highest praise I can bestow, and HBO's Angels in America deserves it. Every performance draws you in and holds you in its grip. And Nichols directs with such inventiveness that Angels in America doesn't seem like a televised play at all, but its own full-blown original movie. As a TV miniseries, Angels in America is right up there with Lonesome Dove, Pennies from Heaven, and The Singing Detective. It's that ambitious, that sweeping, that challenging, and that kind of masterpiece. HBO is showing the first 3 hours this Sunday, and the second half a week later, but we'll also present each play in hourly installments throughout the week. I recommend watching it in bigger doses, but however you see it, just make sure you do. Angels in America didn't arrive until 2003 is just about over, but even so, it's the TV show of the year.